Erica Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. In Brazil, police have been working at the car wash. No, this is not some revival of a disco hit. Car wash is the code name for a massive corruption investigation. And this morning, Operation Car Wash detained Brazil's former president, Inácio Lula da Silva. Investigators took him to an airport police station and questioned him for 3 hours. Lula is a hero of the left in Latin America, but now he's allegedly caught up in a bribery scheme involving the state-run oil company, Petrobras. Catherine Osborne has been reporting on the story from Rio, and she told me what investigators want to know.
Specifically, investigations have focused on money that he may have received for a luxury apartment from some construction companies. The way the Petrobras scheme worked was that construction companies padded contracts that they got to build parts of oil refineries and sort of national infrastructure projects, and they gave some of that money that they padded in to political parties and politicians. And so now what's being investigated is how much Lula may have personally benefited from this.
And do the investigators feel they have the goods on former President da Silva?
Part of today's operation was getting more concrete evidence. So several auditors entered his home to pick up receipts and sort of documentations about things that were in his house. The idea is you need to collect the evidence in order to make these formal charges.
You know, Lula was the great hope for not just Brazil, but he was this former blue-collar worker who ascended to the heights of power in South America's biggest country. So the whole continent saw him as this kind of hopeful sign. Now he's being investigated for corruption. What happened?
So part of this investigation is an interesting opportunity to reflect on the project of the Workers' Party, his party, the PT. He fought against the dictatorship and then afterward ran for president several times and eventually was able to get a wide enough coalition to get elected by making some election time alliances with construction companies. So what's interesting is that during his rule from 2002 to 2010, you saw Brazil growing a lot. He received very positive evaluations. But what's happening now is people are going and looking back at sort of what kinds of relationships between politics and corporations led to things getting built in Brazil, the way Brazil has developed today.
So Brazil is the B in the BRIC countries, along with Russia, India, and China. The economy soared there in recent years. But what's the economy looking like now? And is a sense that corruption was just inevitable in a country like Brazil, where the economy just burns white hot for a while?
Corruption is very common here, and the economy is not doing well. One newspaper cartoon put it well, which had a picture of one person saying to the other, "Oh, I know that we've always had corruption in Brazil, but now that it's being discovered, why is the economy tanking?" And the other person responds, "Could it be that the economy ran on corruption?" And I think that's definitely part of what's happening. Investigators are looking into relationships that sort of kept Brazil going. And now that companies are having to, for example, freeze projects of theirs because they're under investigation, the economy is slowing.
Are people in Brazil disenchanted with the left and progressives?
They talk about wanting to have leaders who are coherent and trustworthy. But many folks say that sort of these kinds of relationships that are being revealed right now, aka construction companies funneling money to ex-president Lula, shows that the PT as a project isn't as progressive as they wanted it to be.
How's this going to impact the Olympics, Catherine?
The Olympics are going to happen. They're going to happen perhaps with fewer people there, perhaps because they're scared about sort of Zika virus, et cetera. But I'm sure they're going to be very beautiful and hopefully highlight Brazilian culture and history. At the same time, what's interesting is that many companies who built Olympic facilities are these exact same companies that are being investigated in the car wash operation.
Finally, Catherine, why is this investigation called car wash?
The first place that police had evidence that money was funneled to a head of Petrobras was a car wash station in Brasilia, the capital.
Incredible story. Reporter Catherine Osborne in Rio de Janeiro. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Marco.